Fantasticon coming back to Fort Wayne. We're actually just a couple of weeks away. It's going to happen on the 22nd and the 23rd, I believe. So, yes, Fantasticon back in Fort Wayne. And I'm talking with my friend Frank James Bailey, who's been at Fantasticon in years past. We actually wanted to connect before Fantasticon a year ago, and that didn't work. So now we're going to do it. Frank, man, what is going on? It's good to talk to you again.
Good talk to you too, man. I know you're from the Lima area originally, so it's like I'm based in Lima too, and we've become good friends after a while, so it's good talking to you again.
All right, so we've got Fantasticon coming up in a couple of weeks, and Fantasticon is a big event. People look forward to it every year. Where can people find you at Fantasticon, and what all can people get and talk with you about at Fantasticon?
Well, I'm at Fantasticon, obviously the 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be in Artist Alley, probably right up front there. I don't exactly know the table. I know I bought the table, but I don't have it right in front of me. But I'm really easy to find because there's going to be a banner that has Turkana on the back of it, which is the blue-haired superhero that I've been promoting for the past 2 or 3 years. Turkana is a female superhero. If you want to know more about her, you can go to Turkana.com. She starts off as a princess in the very beginning of the books, in the very beginning of the first book, and she kind of leaves her princess life behind, comes to Earth, becomes a superhero. The first book is the origin story, kind of tells how her powers work, how she makes friends, how she becomes a superhero, that kind of stuff. And it's called Turkana Book 1, Our New Home. Now, Turkana Book 2, Dr. Tuna Banana Gun, is where she fights her first villain, but not super villain, because the villain, Dr. Q, hires somebody to make her a weapon, which is the banana gun, which is why it's called Dr. Q and the Banana Gun. The banana gun looks like a banana, but it actually shoots a laser at you, and it sucks the energy out of you. It kind of makes you tired, and it's like, oh, I can't do anything. So the Turkana has to stop her. And she also learns a little more of, like, karate fighting moves from her best friend, Brittany. Well, in Turkana Book 3, she fights her first supervillain because the villain named Trinity is a shapeshifter. She can shapeshift into anybody that she touches. Now, if she doesn't touch you or doesn't touch an animal, she can't turn into that. She can't just look at it and turn into it. She has to touch that particular person, sort of like get their DNA in their head. So she can turn into a fly, she can turn into a mouse, as long as she touched it before. She can turn into somebody else that she touched before, and the sneaky thing is she can turn into a cat, have you pet the cat, and then she can turn into you because you touched her.
Okay.
Sneaky things like that. The one cool thing about Trinity, the villain in the third book, is she breaks the fourth wall, Ayla, kind of like Deadpool, but a lot less vulgar and a lot less, profanity and stuff, because obviously these books are family-friendly, and I really want to turn them into a cartoon someday. I tell people that if it was a cartoon, it'd be on Nickelodeon or Disney XD or that kind of stuff. I'm selling all three of those books, and I'm working on a comic book for next year. It's going to start. Originally, my plan was to write the fourth book and have it a lot be about Medea, because at the end of the first book, we don't know what happened to Medea, which is Turkana's mom. She's kind of left on that planet. Well, the fourth book was going to kind of touch on that, and I had my editor look it over, and he's like, the fourth book's not really a superhero book, and he's right. The first chapter and the last two chapters pertain to Turkana, but the middle of it was all about Medea. And it doesn't really, I'm afraid it doesn't really resonate with the people who love Turkana that much. So I'm going to try to make a comic book and have that ready for next year when I go to Fantasticon in Toledo. I go to Fantasticon in Toledo and in Fort Wayne every year. And that one's in March. So my goal is to have the first comic book, not the actual book, but the first comic book ready by March of next year in 2019. Don't know the title of it yet, but I know it's going to be generally the first chapter of what was the fourth book. So it's going to be all about Turkana, fighting a new villain, that kind of thing.
Now, who are you working with on the comic book then?
Well, the same artist I've been working for, he's from India. I found him on Fiverr a long time ago. He charges a lot more now than he did back then. But we've struck a good deal of the artwork and that stuff. And I've actually been looking for different artists. And the thing that amazes me is there are a lot of people out there who do great, great artwork. I mean, they draw fan art of Turkana. I'm just amazed that people like the look of her so much they want to draw her. I mean, I'm humbled by that. I mean, I have, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I have over or close to 4,000 members in the Turkana fan club. Now, I don't have a whole lot of people on the Turkana like page, but I found that people seem to like a fan club or a group on Facebook a lot better. So even though I share a lot of things in the group and post about the group gives the fans the opportunity to actually post their fan fiction or their fan art or talk about other things like, hey, what next Comic Con? What next book you going to? That kind of thing. So people have been joining the fan club, which is on Facebook. It's basically a Turkana fan club, real easy to find. And there's close to 3,900 members in that, and got very close to 4,000. Matter of fact, if I get to 4,000 members in the Turkana fan club, whatever that is, if it's the next week or two or the next month, when I get to 4,000 members, I'm going to post book two, Dr. Tuna Bandagon, on Turkana.com, the entire book. So if you've never read it before, you can go to Turkana.com and actually read it for free.
Nice.
That's a weekend.
Nice. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the comic book. I mean, I think that's going to be really cool. But so we know now going into Fantastic Con this year, the first three books all set, ready to go. Someone coming in and walk over, they meet you. They'll be able to get those first three books, correct?
Yes, they'll be able to get the first three books. They'll be at Fantastic Con. Matt, just so you know, I mean, I know this is Fort Wayne, obviously, but this coming up weekend, I'm going to the Monroe Comic Con in Monroe, Michigan. And, of course, in 2 weeks, September 22nd, 23rd, I'm going to Fantastic Con. Now, the last couple of years on Fantastic Con was a Halloween weekend, but I think they switched it this year just to try something different, which is totally fine. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm always going to go to Fantastic Con in Fort Wayne because it's literally like a hop, skip, and a jump from me. It's not that far from Lima at all.
And you end up making the rounds. I see you at a lot of conventions. I mean, basically, it seems like if it's in, you know, definitely Ohio, neighboring states, you're there. You're making the rounds, I'm telling you.
I'm trying. I mean, I really want to get Turkana noticed. I really want to get people to know who Turkana is and, you know, involve people in Turkana. Because the ultimate goal is to turn her into a cartoon, whether it be on Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon or Netflix or whatever. The ultimate goal is to turn her into a cartoon. Now, even though I'm, like I said, working on the comic book now, and comic book, obviously, to me, is a lot harder. It's like running a screenplay. And I know you want to talk about the screenplay. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But, it's kind of like writing a screenplay. You really have to type in for your artist, hey, this particular scene is here. This panel is this. This panel is that. You know, and I kind of outline it for him to make sure he knows exactly how I want it to look. Now, I give him a little bit of free reign to, you know, twist things if he wants, but he knows my characters. He's been drawing them for so long. So the first three books are illustrated novels. They're kind of like a book with a lot of color pictures. So after the next book, which will be the comic book, it'll be something different. So I want to see how that works, and again, it'll be available sometime next year. But, you know, it's a little harder to work on because you got the page, had to have my artist draw one whole page at a time. But maybe it'll work out financially better for me because obviously the comic book will be a lot cheaper, a lot less expensive than the regular book. Although I think they're worth every penny, and I do give people deals if they buy all three at once, so.
Oh, nice, nice. But yeah, you know, overall, I think the comic can be a little bit more, especially at a convention of like an impulse purchase, but we want everyone to just buy all three books, go back and buy the comic book next year if it's ready, which I'm sure it will be for the Fantasticon circuit, the Fantasticon in Toledo next year. Just buy it all. That's basically what I have to say.
Yeah. And if you want to know more about Turkana, you can also go to the Turkana website too, because Turkana, I have bios of each character, and then if you go to the bio page of each character, if you click on part of their bio, it says click on more here, there's an extended bio, so you get to see how tall they are, how much they weigh, what kind of personality they have, and they have it for all the main characters, even a couple of the villains, but yeah, people seem to really like, even though Turkana's the hero of the whole thing, she's the one with the main character, people seem to really like Brittany for some reason. I don't know what it is. But yeah, she's a tough girl, you know, and yeah, she knows karate, and she's a no-nonsense person. So I don't know what it is. Somehow it resonates with some girls. They seem to really like her a lot. I don't know why, but they do.
Now, are there going to be any Turkana cosplayers at a Fantasticon? Do you have any schedule? Because I think your daughter's done it a couple of times, hasn't she?
Yeah, my daughter has cosplayed as Turkana. At the matter of fact, the last time she did was last year because she outgrew the suit. Now, I told her that, you know, since she's still growing, obviously, and I only have like 3 Comic-Cons left this year, so she probably won't be any of this year. We're going to shoot for some Comic-Cons next year, and I'll either buy a new suit or get it retailored so she can be in the suit again. But she really wants to be Turkana again, so we're going to probably shoot for next year being my daughter being Turkana. Now, it would be great to have somebody else as a Turkana, because I haven't had that happen yet, but that would be fantastic. To have somebody come to the show and dress as Turkana, I'd be floored. It really would.
Well, I tell you what, with the way things are taking off, you know, 3 books done, comic book on the way, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. You're going to be at the convention, you're going to be at your table in the artist alley, and there is going to be that cosplayer coming up dressed as Turkana.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, and one thing I wanted to get into, too, because I've seen you post a bit about this on Facebook, screenplay. What is going on with the screenplay that you're working on?
Well, I decided, just for the heck of it, I decided to take a tiny little break from writing Turkana, because obviously, and I pretended it was this. Okay, let's just say you're working in a factory, and you're also working on the wheels, and you get, you come home to your wife, and it's like, hey, honey, it's like, you get that madonna, all the... Listen, I love Turkana, and I'm going to continue working, and I really want to turn her into a cartoon. But every now and then, and I'm sure you know this, you got to, like, take a step back. You got to, you know, take a break every now and then. So probably this week and maybe a little bit of next week, I'm actually taking a break from writing anything about Turkana, even drawings or anything. I'm posting things in the group and stuff. But I'm actually writing into a screenplay that I wrote back in 2001, I think. It's called The Plot. It might have a better title than that, but the basic premise of The Plot is that a guy hires his best friend to kill his wife. Now, remember, this is not family-friendly. This is more or less like a thriller. You might see a drama and stuff, okay? Guy hires his best friend to kill his wife, and at the last minute, he has a change of heart, and he texts his friend and says, oh, no, don't do it. Well, she dies anyway in a car accident. So now, does he wish her dead? And we go through a lot of the movie where he's just torn apart that he wanted this to happen, and obviously something happened when he changed his mind, but it happened anyway. So I don't know, how do you explain something like that? There's a lot more to it than that, but that's basically the premise of it. The guy hires his best friend to kill his wife, and then at the last minute he changes his mind, but she dies anyway.
So
does that sound like an interesting movie?
No, I'm in, because how is this going to unfold? I mean, because he's obviously, I want you to kill my wife. No, don't do it. She dies anyway. What is the, do you have a timetable for when you want things totally finished, when it's all polished up and ready to go? I mean, what's the long-term game plan for this then?
Well, I mean, I used to write screenplays between 1999 and 2005, and I kind of gave it up in 2005, but I'm kind of getting back into it now. The whole thing is, you have to get them copywritten, obviously. Then you have to either enter a contest or try and see who will, turn this into a movie. I mean, there's a lot more to it, but first you have to write a good story, and that's what I'm really doing right now. I'm tweaking it because a few minutes ago we discussed this. Remember, I wrote this between 1999 and 2001. So back then, things were different. So one of the lines in the screenplay was, Sam enters his house and sees a tattered old couch, but the TV and VCR are new. Yeah, I need to change that. So unless I keep it the same time zone, like 1999-2000, but I think I want to update it. But I still want to make it in the same place, which is in Canton, Ohio. Because that's originally where I had the vision of it. Never walked. Matter of fact, the very beginning, the husband and wife, they're nice to each other. They're fine and everything else. They walk up to this McKinley Monument, and there's a lot of stairs and stuff. So I'm trying to centering it in Canton, Ohio. But I mean, it could be anywhere. I mean, I can always change that. But the premise of it is, the guy hires his best friend to kill. Just the very beginning, the first 10 pages, they're really fine and everything's going great. But then, when they have a child and the child kind of passes away, it kind of destroys the relationship. They're just kind of going through the motions, and then they get in debt and everything else. So that's where we pick up at. And then, of course, he hires his best friend. And he has one of his best friends. His name is Chuck, and Chuck's a real jerk. I mean, Chuck comes to his house after his wife died. Said, "Well, do I still get my money? You didn't do anything." You know, I mean, he's just a real, real jerk. But he's a standout character as a real jerk, though. So, But again, I don't know when it will come out. I don't know. I got to work on it yet. I got to rewrite it. And then I have to give it to an editor to check over. And then maybe I'll enter it into a contest or something. I mean, this is the screen. I've written a lot of other screenplays before. A couple of romantic comedies before. But this one, when people read this one, people are always thrilled with it because it's a thriller. You're like, oh, what was that? You know, they don't know what's going to happen next. There's a lot of twists and turns. And people like twists and turns. And the funny thing is, this is a totally different thing than Turkana. Obviously, you know, people are going to wonder, well, do you just do Turkana? No, I like great screenplays. And this is something that's totally different. So, yeah, I have no idea when it will come out. I have no idea when it would, you know, I got to rewrite it. I got to give it to an editor and then maybe enter it to a contest or trying it to somebody who would want to make it into a movie. You never know. But yeah. Right now it's called The Plot. And I might change, but right now it's called The Plot.
Yeah, I tell you what, it definitely is different from Turkana. If people are used to your style and used to the Turkana style, this is going to throw them for a loop when that gets out there, isn't it?
No, oh, yeah, it might throw them for a loop. I had contemplating on turning the plot into an actual book, like an actual novel. But I just that'd be more work, I guess, because it's already written as a screenplay. So I think it'd be just a lot simpler to rewrite the screenplay and then try and get that turned into a movie. To me, it'd be a lot simpler.
Well, either way, it certainly sounds like some big things are on the horizon. So definitely look for Frank at Fantasticon. It's in Fort Wayne, and it's going to happen
at
on the 22nd.
Center.
Yep, Grand Wayne Center, right downtown. Plenty of parking. It is so easy to get to the Grand Wayne Center. And they've really, I mean, obviously with Fort Wayne, they've done so many improvements over the last decade or so. And what's great is, again, with the Grand Wayne, because the Grand Wayne's been remodeled during that time frame, is you've got a great facility, and there's plenty of parking nearby. Because one of the knocks, Frank, was always like, well, if we do things downtown, there's nowhere to park. Man, trust me, there is plenty of parking and plenty of places to eat as well. So your whole day is taken care of. And again, they'll be able to find you in the Artist Alley, correct?
That is correct, yes. I'll probably be close to the front door, but I don't know for sure. I don't have my actual table number with me offhand. But, I mean, I'm pretty easy to find because I'm the one usually wearing a black T-shirt with Turkana on it. I have a banner in back of me with it says Turkana and the blue-haired superhero. You can't miss me. And I'm the only one who, well, one of the few people who don't draw. I'm just a writer who happens to be there selling his books. So yeah, that's pretty easy to find as well. A lot of people are there for artwork. And just so you know, even though I'm there, it's a lot of fun going to Fantasticon because they have cosplay contests. They have a kids cosplay contest on Saturday, and they have an adult cosplay contest on Sunday. And usually it turns out really well. I see a lot of different people, a lot of different cosplayers. I usually try and take a picture of me by my booth with one of the cosplayers that I really find amazing. One of the best cosplayers I saw at the Indiana Comic Con about 2 years ago, which was Deadpool, but he didn't have the mask on. He actually deformed his face. I don't know how well he did, but I thought that was unique. I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely out there. And, yeah, that's going to be one of the cool things. When you go to an event like this, you'll get to see the cosplayers, obviously, lots of merchandise to buy, panels to sit in on. Bring that money, too. We want to make sure if you don't already have the first three books in Turkana, you can buy those when you're at Fantasticon, right?
That is correct. Just so you know, the first one's 20, second one's 35. All three of them together, buy all three together, is 45. So basically, it's like $15 a piece if you buy all three.
That's the better deal right there. So buy all three, and then you're hoping Fantasticon Toledo, when that rolls around in March of 19, that's kind of the tentative timetable for the finished comic book, correct?
That is correct. That gives me plenty of time to have the old comic book drawn out. It's probably going to be like a 14 or 16-page comic. I was told that independent comics can be any kind of comic you want. So, and if it turns out pretty well and people seem to like the comic book, then maybe I'll go that route with the rest of them. Because if people like that and people buy more of that, then I'll go that route. But, you know, it depends on what happens. But I got to get at least a small comic out first to see what happens. But, yeah, you can go on Turkana.com. I would really love more people to join the fan club on Facebook, because this way there's more interaction with a lot of other people who draw Turkana. Some people have actually written fan fiction of Turkana as well. Matter of fact, there was a girl named Poppy that wrote fan fiction of what happened after the third book. It's like the main two characters or the main character actually had a dance, at a high school dance, and she wrote what happened at that dance or just after that dance. Because I didn't say, hey, they were at the dance and this is what happened, blah, blah, blah.
nice. And yeah, just to see that kind of response is just has to be overwhelming.
What's that again?
That just seeing the response like that, where people are doing their own fan fiction, that has to be overwhelming.
Oh yeah. Well, it's very humbling because you know people are. Think about this. There's only 3 books out. That's it. Just 3 books, and people are drawn to this character with long blue hair, a blue mask that has lightning bolts coming out of her fingers. You know, people, especially kids, seem to look in all the pictures that I have around my booth. Matter of fact, I have some of the pictures that are in the books, and most people say, oh, what's this one? What's that one? They seem to be drawn to that particular picture or another picture, and I have to explain who they are and what we're doing, because I think in book 3, Brittany is captured by Trinity, and she's in some kind of a cylinder thing, and the cylinder is like spraying her with cooking oil, and she has 3 minutes. Takana has to save her in 3 minutes. It's just there's more to that, but again, the third book is a real big thrill ride. But you get to see her in the first book. You get to get explained about how her powers work. The second book, you get to see her growing as a superhero. In the third book, you get to see a little more growing. So yeah, it's more growing, and it's better to buy all 3 at once. But you know, yeah, I'll be at Fantasticon in Toledo on September 23rd and 22nd, 23rd at the Grand Wayne Center in Fort Wayne. And you can also check out more about Turkana on Turkana.com or check out the fan club on Facebook, which is real simple to look for, is Turkana Fan Club.
So lots of ways to get a hold of you. Good luck at Fantasticon. I'm hoping to swing by there myself. So if so, I know where to find you. And anyone else on the lookout, those 3 books for Turkana available. $45 for the bundle. So buy them all. That's what I have to say.
Thanks a lot. Hey, and also, I hope to see you there, man, because I haven't seen you.
I know. I got to swing up that way. So I'll free up some time on the schedule. And I'll come down and join you, all right?
All right. Sounds good, man.